تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد والفرقان الحميد. بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا وسندنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: من صلى عليه صلاة واحدة صلى الله عليه بها عشرة، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. رب زدني علما، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Dear respected listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The next dua, which begins with the wording, with the word Rabbana in the Holy Quran, is also in Surah Al-Baqarah, and ayah number 250, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Rabbana afrigh alayna sabra wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala al-qawmi al-kafirin. The translation of this verse is, Our Lord, bestow on us endurance and patience, and make us firm, and grant us victory over the disbelievers. So there are three separate du'as that are made within this du'a. First, the historical background of the dua. Who recited it? When was it recited? What was the purpose behind it? We find from the books of Tafsir that this particular verse was recited by the followers of Talut, the king Talut, at the time of Sayyiduna Dawood ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And in particular, this dua was recited by those who had embarked on an expedition with Talut to face the Palestinians of that time, the Philistines of that time, who were led by a very strong soldier and warrior by the name of Jalut. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, this is also found in biblical references and in Judaic sources, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this encounter. In terms of the biblical references, it's known as the occasion in the story of David versus Goliath. And though the depiction of Dawood and Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam in other in the Judaic sources differ from what we believe Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam in terms of his character possessed, the actual encounter is found in all of the monotheistic religions. And very, very quickly to summarize, Jalut, again Goliath, was this warrior upon whose hands many, many wars had been won. And Sayyiduna Dawood ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam at this point was just a young man. He had not attained prophethood from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. However, he was very devout in his worship and he was dedicated to Allah. He comes from the progeny of Sayyiduna Yaqub ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam, approximately the 10th or 11th generation in terms of lineage from Sayyiduna Yaqub ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam, and that ultimately leads to Sayyiduna Ibrahim Khalilullah. So Sayyiduna Dawood is this young man who, along with his two other brothers, accompany King Talut, and in terms of the English references, Saul, S-A-U-L, and they make their way on this expedition to face Jalut and his army. And the custom was that encounters on the battlefield were before a full-scale battle took place. Individuals took part in battles from the other side. So there would be what was known as mubaraza, encounters on the battlefield where one warrior from one side took on a warrior from the other camp. This happened also in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At the Battle of Badr, it began first with the mubaraza between three of the chieftains of Quraysh and three of the Muslims from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam side, including Sayyidina Ali karramallahu wajhahu. And so this mubaraza, Jalut Galayath, he steps forward and he demands that a worthy opponent is sent forth on behalf of Talut. And there are, in the books of Tafsir, there's a mention how most people were afraid of facing Jalut because of his reputation and how strong and fierce he was. And there's some references in some books of Tafsir, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah alludes to it, that Talut actually, to entice someone to step forward, he reaches the point that whoever challenges Jalut and overcomes him, then I will give my daughter's hand to him in marriage. So this was how reluctant people were to face Jalut. And in the midst of this wanting someone to come forward, a young man steps forward. Short, the description of Sayyidina Dawood and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam at this point is he wasn't very tall, he wasn't very well built in terms of the warrior physique and who he was standing up against. But he steps forward and he answers the call and he says that I will challenge and overcome Jalut. So Talut initially says that, you know, I commend your bravery. However, I don't want you to lose your life. You're still a young man. You have no scars of war. You have no history and no real expertise in this field. And it's your enthusiasm that's speaking. So in one reference that he sort of tells him to go aside and this isn't for you. And Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam actually comes back the second day because nobody steps forward. So an entire 24 hour passes and nobody steps forward to take on this task. And Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam comes a second time and sort of says that you let me deal with whatever. If he is to overcome me, then it's just another body that he has overcome. But if I am to overcome him, then it will suit your whatever you are intending to do as the king. And so Talut, he sort of hesitantly agrees, but he's moved by this bravery that this young man is showing. And to reward him, he says that I personally will grant you and give you the armor and the sword and the weaponry to take onto the battlefield. So when the people come to, or the rest of the army men come to prepare Sayyidina Dawood and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they put the armor on him, and in one tafsir it mentions that the armor is so big, it's overpowering on the body of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. So he removes the armor. And the weapon that's presented to him, he says that I don't need this. I will take with me Allah onto the battlefield, and I'm very, very confident that that is more than sufficient to deal with Jalut. And so, to cut a long story short, we know the historical background that when they meet on the battlefield initially, Jalut, he mocks Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, and he says to him that you're not a respectable foe. You're not someone that should be standing in front of me. So go back to where you came from and send someone that's more deserving of my killing them, literally. So Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam says, I'm not moving from here. This is my job. And if anything, you will fall and not me due to the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know the story how Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam carries with him, instead of the typical sword or the spear or the shield, he has a slingshot that he uses, and with there are two different riwayat. One is that with one shot of the stone that hits Jalut between the forehead, and another riwayat, many stones are launched and hurled quickly by Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam. But the eventuality is that this mammoth Goliath, this mammoth warrior, falls at the feet of Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam. And that eventuality of Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam is that he then attains the kingdomship from either during the lifetime of Talut, or in one narration, after the lifetime of Talut, he becomes a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam mentions some of the worship that's specific to Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salatu wa sallam. That in a hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَحَبُّ الصَّلَاةِ إِلَى اللَّهِ صَلَاةُ دَاوُودِ, that the most beloved of prayer in terms of method is the prayer of Dawood. وَأَحَبُّ الصِّيَامِ إِلَى اللَّهِ صِيَامَ دَاوُودِ, and the best fast is the fast of Dawood alayhi salatu wa sallam. And then the Prophet ﷺ explains that the practice of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, كان ينام نصف الليل ويقوم ثلثه وينام ثلثه, that he used to sleep for half the night, then stand in prayer for a third, then rest for a sixth of the night. And this was earmarked by the Prophet ﷺ as the best way to perform prayer in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, وكان يصوم يوما ويفطر يوما, that subhanAllah, صيام الدهر is known as, that Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam used to fast one day and do iftar the next. And this is, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam recommends this type of fasting throughout the year of Sawm al-Dahr, that not fasting every single day, but fasting one day, periodic fasting, and fasting, not fasting the other. Also, it's mentioned of the voice of Sayyidina Dawood ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this in the Quran as well, that the melodious voice in which he used to recite the scriptures was such that the birds would stand still, would fly and stop and just listen, just wouldn't move from their place because of the beauty of the voice of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. And so, going back now to the dua, this is the historical background. The dua itself and the three things that are asked for, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, the adhan is going on, we have to stop. We will continue with this. I will update you with the messages when. There will be no lesson on Thursday, Yawm Arafah, day of ibadah, inshallah. So focus on the worship of Allah. Make dua for me, yourselves. And inshallah, next week I'll update whether it's Tuesday or Thursday we have the next lesson. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to practice upon what was heard and said. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Jazakumullahu khaira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.